Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in one more time before the break with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Calla's on the phone lines. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, I guess the clock is ticking as we're getting so close to Christmas. Let's talk about Home for the Holidays, a very special campaign for this month.
Yes, our Hope for the Holidays campaign runs all the way from mid-November to the end of December. And what we're doing is we're encouraging people to give in a way that is best for them. So if you can give a monetary donation this holiday season, we would absolutely be so thankful for that. It helps to cover costs like medical costs and care costs, all of those things for each of the animals coming through our doors. If you can give a monetary donation, though, there are lots of other ways that you can give back. So you can gift an item off our wish list that might be, you know, even a $10 bag of food for our pets in our care, or perhaps you have something on our wish list that is gently used. We're happy to accept things like towels or, you know, gently used collars, leashes. You can also give back by giving the gift of time. That's always wonderful. We've talked about so much this year how fostering a pet is no cost to you. It's just the time and space to give a pet in your home until they can go to a forever home for adoption. And like I said, no cost to you, and it's a wonderful way to give back. And we've been looking so urgently for fosters in the Perth County area.
There you go, all-encompassing. Adopt, give, extend, and gift whatever you can for Hope for the Holidays with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And a few last-minute gift items you can pick up this week, Calla.
Yes, we still do have some chocolate paws, so head over before they sell out. And our calendars, of course, they're great stocking stuffers. Or if you don't know what to get for that pet lover in your family, again, they're just a wonderful gift and gives back. So please, again, stop by our center, 125 Griffith Road.
And Calla, the year has simply flown by, my goodness. Looking back in the year for 2023, any particular fundraising event that has stood out for you looking back at the year?
You know, all of them are just so wonderful. We've had so many people come out to our fundraising events this year. I would probably say our Bake for the Animals, which it normally happens every February, is such one for me that is so much fun because we get to see our community come together and bake for all the animals. So if you're looking for a fundraiser to get involved with, that will be coming up again soon. But of course, we have so many wonderful ones throughout the year, our calendar photo contest. So please just join us next year. You can find all of our events on our website, kwsthumane.ca.
And there's been so many creative ones like the Meowmosa and the big Halloween dance party and even stand-up comics as well. There you go.
Yes, our Pause for Laughs, and that'll be coming back as well, and we're hoping to get info up soon, so stay tuned.
So lots of great fundraisers coming up. But in the meantime, do drop by if you can with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. In terms of the hours heading into the holidays, should they check in terms of will they be closed during the better part of the holidays? Is that fair to say?
We'll actually be closed at 12 noon on December the 24th and December the 31st. And then, of course, we'll be closed for the two stat holidays, so the 25th and the 26th. But all other days will be open our regular hours. If you're unsure, of course, please call ahead, and we're happy to help you.
Yeah, kwsphumane.ca is the website for all the details on that, for sure. Again, Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Calla, I imagine Christmas time, the holidays, is a busy time at your place with your family.
So we're looking forward to it, and we hope everybody else has just a wonderful Christmas and holiday season.
Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Calla, thank you so much. We'll chat again in the new year. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.